Dr. Alicia Musso edged out former Ogallala Sioux Tribe president and founder of Lakota Nation Invitational, Brian Brewer, for the vice presidency. She will serve the tribe's almost 47,000 members across 2.1 million acres of land that consists of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Musso grew up in Porcupine and earned her PhD in clinical psychology from the University of Wyoming. She ran on the platform of promoting STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
We know the importance of that. We know we have that those roots in our culture and community, but we need places for those people who want those careers to land. And I'm also a researcher myself, and I've navigated that here and know the difficulties and how amazing it would be if we had our own research and training center where we were leading our own research and we were collaborating with outside entities. And I think that's a possibility during the pandemic.
Musso says she has used her education to help Native Americans, not only in Pine Ridge, but natives across the country to address the myriad of social and health inequities they struggle with. Another goal as vice president is to not only continue that work, but to also find new ways to utilize her office for what the needs of the people are.
The vice president position has been a sleeping giant of a position, right? There's a lot that can happen from this office. I know the Constitution, we have our Constitution, and I have my duties there, but there's a lot we can do, you know, and I'm a team player, so I'm excited to see what we can do, and especially my platform pieces I ran on those because I knew this, you know, you can do things with this office and that would be helpful for the entire tribe.
Musso says she appreciates the support and is excited to find solutions for the tribe to handle the current pandemic situation that will serve well into the future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Richard Tubels in Rapid City.